Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Gloria Copeland teaches us that faith is our victory. Learn how to walk by faith and allow the Word of God to turn an impossible situation into a winning success.
I want to talk to you a little bit about faith this morning. Faith is the force that changes natural things and supernatural. I mean, it works in both realms. But say, let's just say there I was. We were in Tulsa. Like I said, Ken was a fresh 30-year-old freshman. We didn't have any money. We were living in a little project house. My house was furnished in early Goodwill that I painted. Looked pretty good when I got through with it. And you know, we had an old car and what have you. We didn't have the things we needed. But when we started tithing first, we began to increase. And we never did get into abundance or really much of any increase until what little dab we had, we tithe. So it's important. This is really not my subject. I don't know why I'm over here, but anyway, you might listen. We tithe, you know, we had maybe, I don't know, at that time we might have a couple of $100 coming in or something like that. Grocery money, you know, and it didn't take us long when we put God first in the tithe and prayed over it and believed God, didn't take us long to begin to increase. And once we got the hang of how to tithe, how to sow, how to believe God, how to feed our eyes and our ears on God's word concerning finances, we eventually came to where we could believe God for anything. We could believe God for a new jet, paid cash for it. Was it easy? Did we have to put out an effort? Yeah, we had to put out an effort to believe God because we were not going to borrow money. And jets are higher than most houses. And you know, the Lord just did it. All these years, whatever we've believed God for, and even in impossible looking situations like a house or a jet or a car or big deals, God, man, he got it to us. We were tithers, we were sowers, and we were faithers. We are believers. We would make us an agreement back when we first started and we were believing God, say, for a car. We'd write out an agreement. We'd pray it, we'd sign it, and we'd believe God to get the money to pay for whatever it was. And it didn't take us but about 11 months to get out of debt. Ken had been in debt, I don't know. I told him one time he must have borrowed money on his tricycle. You know, I was a young girl in love. I never did say, Ken, tell me about your debts before I answer you. Girls don't know that we're just not very smart. He was in debt when I married him. But I'm telling you what, we got out of debt. We got in the Word of God. Amen. And there have been no limits. Sometimes it takes longer than going to borrow the money. It takes longer to be driving the car or flying the airplane. But it does. I don't think it'll take longer than it would if you had to pay the other one off. So it's really a better deal. I just wanted to encourage you about your finances. And I want to tell you that God can handle anything you can believe Him for. Amen. If you'll stay with it and not waver. He can get it to you. Whatever we've gone after in faith. Now, you know, that's just a way of life. But I'm talking about in the early days, it was difficult to hold fast. Be patient. But it has its rewards. Here's what the reward is, the blessing. You get under that blessing of increase. And there's just nothing like it. You know, you might not have the, if you needed to do something today, like buy a big ticket item, you might not have the money in the bank to do it, pay cash. But I tell you, if you'll start believing for it and start sowing toward it, it'll manifest. Glory to God. Well, that's an unusual sermon, but I just wanted to throw that out at you. But here's what it takes is faith. Faith. Say faith. Faith is believing that God can do whatever it is you've asked Him to do. But in faith, we're told in the Scripture, we don't waver. We don't get to waver. Wavering or wondering is not faith. Faith is believing. You received it when you pray, and you hold fast to what you believed when you prayed. I believe I've received my healing. I believe I've received that house. I'm holding fast to it. I believe I have it. And you don't say anything different than what you believe for. And husbands and wives come together, believe God for healing, for the children. You got kids that are not acting right. Man, put the faith on them. Break the power of the devil over them. Tell them, you can't have my kids. Tell him, you can't have my kids in Jesus' name. Get your hands off my boy. Amen. I had a boy like that, and he turned out good. Good husband, good daddy. He was a wild one. He turned over things. He did this, he did that, everything we didn't want him to do. But he couldn't get away from God. And now he's a good daddy and he's raising good kids. Hallelujah. So there is a, you know, you might have a child in prison. Believe God, there's a big revival in prison. Believe God for him. Pray, plead the blood of Jesus over him. Keep him safe. Ask the Lord to talk to him every day and reveal himself to him. See, it doesn't matter what our problem is. God's the answer, and faith is the way to get God to move. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So faith. Let's look at some scriptures about faith. These are all familiar scriptures, but if you don't do them, they don't work. So faith in Romans 11 tells us how to get faith. You say, well, I'd like to have faith, but I just don't have faith. I don't know how. Well, here's how you get it. It says in verse 17, Romans 10, says, so then, faith, they just said, who has believed our report? So then, faith cometh by hearing. Now, you all know this scripture by heart. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So if we need faith for a healing, faith for something material, faith for our children, we know where it is. It's in the Word of God. It comes from the Word of God. We know the source of faith. We know faith can do anything. God created the world through faith. Hallelujah. So we know how to get it and what to do about it. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We learn to live by hearing the Word of God. You don't just do something one time and then, you know, you go for weeks and then you let something comes up you need and then you go to your faith. No, you live by faith, by hearing the Word of God all the time. You get in a good church, you hear the truth, and then you feed yourself between services. You can't go from Sunday to Sunday without word. The devil, as Brother Hagin used to tell us, somebody said to him, you say something good about the devil. He said, well, he is a persistent cuss. And he told the truth there. He is a persistent cuss. And we have to be persistent in order to keep him out of our affairs. Because he doesn't have anything else to do but mess up your life. Him and his little demons. So we've got to draw the line. Say, you're not coming in here, devil. You're not touching my money. You're not touching my kid. You're not touching my body in the name of Jesus. I rebuke pain off my body. I rebuke lack. Whatever it is you need, if it's something bad coming against you, the devil's behind it. So rebuke it, rebuke pain, rebuke lack, rebuke debt, and quit borrowing money. You can't rebuke debt and then keep borrowing money and get anywhere. Say, well, if I don't borrow money, I won't have anything. Well, that's where isn't that a sad commentary? Your faith is in borrowed money when the creator of the universe is in you if you're born again, filled with the Holy Ghost. It takes word, people. It takes the word of God to get out from under the system of darkness and the curse and everything the devil tries to do. It takes the word of God to live in divine health. I'm 72 years old this year, and I don't have any sickness, no disease. I don't take any prescription drugs. Why? Because I ain't sick. I have plenty of energy. Glory to God. It's because of this word. I endeavor to get in the word. I do get in the word. Rare that I miss a day. I might sometime, but it's very rare that I miss a day in the Word. And I put it in for a lot of years. I got a lot just walking around with me on the inside. When you put that Word in there and you live by it, it gets written on your heart. I mean, it's in your spirit, and it'll come up and talk to you. And you'll just have an unction. It's easy to be led by the Spirit when you've got the Word in your heart. You'll have an unction to do this or to go that way or don't do that. Don't get involved in this. Or do get involved in this, whatever it is. That's called walking in the Spirit. Now, most all of you are born again. If you're not, you're late. But most of you are born again, and most of you are filled with the Spirit. If you're born again, not filled with the Spirit, it's like tying your hand and your foot together and trying to walk. It ain't going to happen much. Why? Because the Spirit of God's our teacher. Do you think the Lord, the Father, would have sent the Holy Spirit to live inside of us if it had been unnecessary? No. No, you can't get very far in growing up spiritually without the Spirit of God living on the inside of you. You know that. And so if you're here, maybe somebody brought, most all the people that go to this church I'm sure are, but maybe you came today with somebody and you don't know if you want to do that or not. I'm telling you, you want to do it. It would be so sad to go back to a natural way of life. See, we can live in the supernatural. The Spirit of God. Think about God's Spirit coming to live in you. Just to talk to you. Just to tell you what to do. Which way to go. What path to take. What to do in this situation. Glory to God. If you've got a financial situation, some people are in trouble financially. They've got more bills than they can pay. Start talking to the Lord about it. Say, Lord, and if you know you got in that debt and you shouldn't have and probably maybe committed a sin doing it because it was something you knew better than to do, repent. Don't you just love that word, repent? That just means that if we make a mistake, that just means that if we do sin and miss it, if we do act up, say, Father, forgive me for that. I rebuke it. I repent of it. And I'll never do it again. I thank you for your forgiveness. What happened? He did it. And now we're clean again. I mean, you might have murdered somebody. Repent. And don't do it anymore. I'm telling you, church, we can do this thing. If we'll just give our whole heart to it, we can walk. What is that? Walking in the Spirit. You can't walk in the Spirit and not know what the Word of God says. But if you'll spend time in it every day, if you'll make it a point, I'm going to feed my spirit Be as just half as diligent as you are about feeding your body, and you feed your spirit, you'll begin to hear what to do. You can be in the deepest trouble, and God has an answer for you. Though in His wisdom, He can get you out. In His wisdom, He can, if you need a job, He can get you to be at the very spot where that job is. And give you the best job you've ever had. I mean, when you don't have the Holy Spirit, it's like trying to walk on one leg. It's very difficult. You wobble, you fall. But God's got answers for us. Amen. And I just wanted to encourage you. I was going to talk about faith, and I still am, but I don't know. I seem to diverge on something else. So let's look at this now. I'm going to talk about faith again. 1 John says, faith is the victory that overcomes the world. 1 John 5:4, we won't look it up. But faith is the victory that overcomes the world. And I certainly couldn't say it any better than that. Faith. What is faith? Faith is believing what God says. So to have faith, you have to know what God says. That means you have to spend time in the Word, get under good teaching, preaching, learn, put your catchers out. That's what Ken used to say to the kids. Now put your catchers out and take it and do it. There's not anything that'll get you in victory faster than being obedient. And it's very difficult when you're not. So Romans 10:17 says, let's look at some of these scriptures about faith. Romans 10:17, you know this scripture by heart, but let's read it. So then, faith cometh by hearing. Now we know how to get faith. Hearing what? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So we know if we want faith, we have to look at the Word of God. I'm telling you, not everybody in the world has a Bible. We got lots of Bibles in our house. We're blessed, and to whom much is given, much is required. Not everybody's heard the gospel. We've heard the gospel. We're blessed. And now we know where to get faith. We know faith can move mountains. Faith can build houses. Faith can get cars. Faith can heal your body. Faith can get your children straightened out. Faith can do anything you need. If you'll learn how to feed your faith, keep it strong, and how to get more faith, and how to release your faith. We know that. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. If I want more faith, you say, well, I just don't have any faith. Well, there's your answer right there. Amen. Hear the Word of God, believe it, act on it, put it in your eyes, in your ears, and it gets in your heart, comes out your mouth. And when faith comes out your mouth, it changes things. Amen. That's the way it's made to operate. Faith's not made to operate leaving it in a book. It's made to operate by taking the Word of God in your eyes and your ears and getting it in your heart and saying it out your mouth. Faith. Faith. Jesus said it'll move mountains. Faith. Cast a mountain into the sea. Faith can do anything. Faith can fix an incurable situation in your body. Faith can fix anything. Faith can get your children straightened out. Don't give up on your kids if they're out in the world. Break the power of the devil over them every day and say, you don't get him, my boy. In Jesus' name, Satan, I rebuke you. I command you to loose my son, my daughter, my granddaughter, whatever it is. You loose them and you let them go. You're not getting them in Jesus' name. And you stand your ground. You say, no, you don't, devil. No, you don't. You're not having that child in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And the same thing's true with everything that we might need or want. Don't let poverty come on you. Poverty's a curse. So we know that from the Word of God. Abundance is what you have in the blessing. If you're having trouble, getting into abundance, start saying, poverty, you're not coming in my life anymore. I rebuke you in Jesus' name. I'll not tolerate lack anymore in my life. Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly in the name of Jesus. Sickness, you're not staying in my body. I won't let you be in my body. You're under the curse. Poverty's under the curse. Lack's under the curse. Fear, all the bad things in life are under the curse. And Jesus himself, don't you like that the Spirit of God put himself in there. Jesus himself bore the curse for me. And he bore the curse for you. What does that say to me? That says that the price has been, if you can find it in the curse, and every bad thing's under the curse. If you can find it in the curse, Jesus has borne it away from you. If you'll receive it, if you're born again. It's been handled already. Isn't that something that Jesus himself, the Son of God, took upon himself the whole curse of the law? Every bad thing that was under that curse. When Jesus was made sin, he was made sin for you and me, and he bore that curse on the tree, the scripture says. Glory to God. Now, we're sorry individuals if we let the curse come on us after Jesus himself bore it for us. Amen. But you know what you have to do? You have to get in the Word of God. Yes. You can't just say, okay, I'm going to do that. I'm going to walk by faith. I'm going to rebuke the curse. I'm not going to let any bad thing come in my life. I'm not going to let the devil have my children and then not do anything about your faith. Because you got to do that by faith, right? So you have to keep your faith up with the Word of God.
Partnership's a two-way thing. It's a commitment from two parties to a goal. And I see the goal as the proclamation of the kingdom. And, you know, Brother Keelan teaches the kingdom. And prays for us for the kingdom, and we in reverse pray for the ministry, support it, and so it's two groups helping each other, and that's so important because no one person can do it on their own.
And just knowing that you've got prayer covering all the time, ongoing, you know, with all the partners and the staff and the whole ministry thing.
We've all seen programs where an evil mastermind tries to take over the world. But that's not the way our God works his plan. His good plan is for your success. When you know how you fit into his plan and make the quality decision to be there, you can live to your full potential.
God's Master Plan for Your Life, a book by Gloria Copeland, will help you discover how the Master Creator created you as his masterpiece and gave you a specific role to fulfill while on this earth. Also, Kenneth Copeland and Keith Moore candidly share key insights in Grace, Your Place for Opportunity, Ability, and Success. In this CD or DVD series, they expound on how God's grace prepares you for and places you in your part of His great plan. They share key scriptures as well as life examples of how you are graced for your place.
Knowing who you were made to be and how you fit into His plan will bring you satisfaction and fulfillment. You can thrive and flourish in God's master plan for your life.
Know who you are in Christ and where you fit into God's master plan. Order God's Good Plan package at a special price of only $29.95 and save over 30%. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call or write to us today. Thrive and flourish in God's master plan. Live your life to its full potential and receive God's grace to carry out His plan for you. For an additional 10% off, order your package online.
God's good plan for your life. That's why we're making these things available to you. Gloria Copeland's book called God's Master Plan for Your Life and a teaching series by Brother Copeland and Brother Keith Moore entitled Grace, Your Place for Opportunity, Ability, and Success. God has a specific plan for your life. He knows what you were created and what He created you to do and to be. And it's for you and I to discover His plan, for you and I to learn how to thrive in it and flourish in it. And it's through God's grace that His opportunities and His abilities are rising up on the inside of you. You can live your life to its fullest potential. And there is a purpose that God designed for you to fulfill. And this is why we've got to begin now training our children in these things, telling them that there is a call of God on their lives. And even if they're young, they were born with a plan, and it's our job to help them learn it, walk in it, get these things into your home, get them going. You're going to be blessed. You're going to be glad that you did. Hey, I want to tell you about two great KCM meetings that are coming up. First, the 2014 Peru Victory Campaign with Brother Copeland, June 6th and 7th in Lima, Peru. We are believing God for the anointing on that service. I want you to join your faith with ours. Amen. And then the 2014 Southwest Believers Convention right here in Fort Worth, Texas, June 30th through July 5th, downtown Fort Worth. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are going to be there with some outstanding preachers of the gospel, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, Creflo Dollar, Keith Moore, Bill Winston. KCM has these meetings for you. They're partners, and it is time to get in there and fill up on the Word of God, build your faith, find out who you are in Jesus, find out who He is in you. Amen? So for more information about these meetings, go to kcm.org. And be sure you don't miss this broadcast tomorrow. Gloria Copeland's going to be preaching to us about the cure for doubt. You want to hear this word. Don't miss it. Thanks so much for watching today. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you, as always, that God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. You can also view the webcasts online at your convenience or download them as video or audio files. Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith with this week's product offer. These Word-based teachings will help you live in victory. Order your copy today. Receive the great grace God is abounding toward you and live in the blessing. This is your year of victory. Come to the Southwest Believers Convention June 30th through July 5th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in downtown Fort Worth, Texas. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland along with Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, Creflo Dollar, Keith Moore, and Bill Winston for a week-long conference that will change your life. Receive God's Word, His wisdom, and His plan to live a strong, healthy, blessed life. Bring your family and friends. There'll be live Spanish interpretation, pre-service prayer with Pastor Terry Copeland Pearsons, exciting youth services for teens, and Super Kid Academy for children. Come to a special partner meeting with Kenneth Copeland Friday morning. Then join Gloria Copeland for a powerful healing service on Saturday morning. Celebrate the 4th of July with us as we honor God for His goodness and celebrate our nation's birthday. It's all free June 30th through July 5th at the Southwest Believers Convention. For more information, go to kcm.org/southwest.